Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Oklahoma City Thunder win the NBA championship. They win Game 7, 103-91. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander named your finals MVP. But of course, impossible not to feel a little bit empty as Tyrese Haliburton lost early in this game with a non-contact injury, which his father reported to Lisa Stalters was a torn Achilles.
You can see it.
Dude.
You can actually, if you watched it, I knew it right away. I text you guys right away.
Man, that calf strain, you've said this, like, what a scary injury that is. And, like, it feels like this is eating up basketball players more than ever.
But here's where I have a problem with this. There's a difference in a calf strain and a calf strain that you can't play from. That means it's more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things. So, remember, KD sat out for like 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then came back and tore his Achilles. Okay? He had been fighting this for a while. So, at what point, with all the information that we have about this injury, at what point, and I get it, I had this argument this morning. I understand it's game 7. Okay? Here's where all this differs in that sport. Is that you have this injury now. Now, you're paying a $50 million guy and he ain't playing next year.
Right.
And so it becomes a different conversation about having this when all the money is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect Tyrese Haliburton always say, I'm going to go out and try to play. I'm going to go out and give everything that I can this game 7. But But the medical staff has to know more. The medical staff has to present that information to all the parties that be, is that we've had this injury a lot in the NBA, and it all starts with this. How are we going
to
handle this now?
It has to be.
And they never do it.
It has to be, because it's like, you know, we even talked about this, like, when the injury first came out. Remember, we discussed, like, man, that's a tricky one, because I'm sure there's going to be an element of he wants to push through. It's a no-win situation for him.
And that's why I say your organization and your training staff and your doctors have to protect you from you. Because if you say, we are sitting Tyrese Halliburton because we don't want to risk the possibility of losing him for a year plus, right? Versus Tyrese Halliburton saying, I'm going to sit this out. It has a whole different, you know, conversation. It's a whole different conversation. Now, I bring this up over and over again. And this is why this situation becomes tricky with fans and with organizations. And I go to the Jay Cutler injury. When he was on the sideline riding a bike, trying to stay loose, and everybody was on him saying, you give me everything you got. You give me. And because he wasn't rolling around on the ground, they thought he was being a coward. Only to find out he had a torn ACL. And nobody goes back and nobody ever goes back and says, you know what, Jay Cutler, my bad. You know what, Tyrese, my bad. But those players have to live with that. I don't know how to approach it. I'm torn. You hear me have this conversation over and over again as a person who's experienced it. And I'll tell you the difference between basketball and football. I sucked it up and played a year with a torn rotator cuff. And I had surgery the day after the season was over with. And you know what that got me?
Cut.
You can come back if you play for the minimum.
Jeez.
Right. So to all these people that say what he should or should not have done, kiss my ass. Okay? Because this is a situation where you have a person and they're not weighing all of the different options. They're only seeing, well, if he can give us this or if he can give us that. And as a medical staff, I'm disgusted that they don't see throughout the NBA how these injuries have presented themselves and take precautionary measures.
It's pretty crazy, though, that we've had three of them in one playoffs. That's pretty wild. Three. I mean, we know Dame's a little older and he had the blood clot in the calf.
Okay.
And I think it went to the other calf. I think it was the other calf that he ended up tearing.
Right.
But still, he ain't going.
There's a difference in that, though, Tobin. I'm not talking about one that comes all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Right? That was all of a sudden.
But Leroy, that's still pretty crazy, though. Three stars going down with Achilles. Like, Achilles used to be pretty rare, you know?
Yes.
Pretty rare. And to have two 25-year-olds go down with it.
Right.
Man.
And when you think about, you know, it was non-contact with Tatum also.
Yeah.
Okay. But Tatum wasn't hurt beforehand. Tatum wasn't nursing a calf beforehand. And that's the thing that even if you see Dame and Tatum and it happened to those guys, right? And then you're presented with this calf strain that your player is barely being able to play. Who pulls the trigger and says no? I get it's a game 7. I get it there's no. But guess what?
Well, that was.
Where's Indiana going to be next year without him?
I don't know.
Is it now? I ask you then. Ask me in a year if they're in the play-in or they don't make the playoffs because they don't have their star player. Was it worth it?
Josh Hart points out all from the East and all wear number 0. That is a pretty weird one. Weird one. Strange detail. Strange detail. But it's no, man. That's a. That's a heartbreak. And, like, I don't want to take – look, Oklahoma City was awesome all year. Like, don't get me wrong, but, like, come on, dude. Like, that – to have him go down like that, I don't know how you – the fact that they were even, you know, leading at half, like, is crazy to me. But, like, that's such a gut punch for what was just an incredible postseason run for Tyrese Halliburton.
Pretty much. And here's a, he's one of those guys that you didn't necessarily need to score, but he made that much of an impact. That was the coolest thing about what he was doing, where people would turn up the stat line and say, oh, he only had this many points or this many. But when you watch him play, right, he has an impact without scoring because he does so much for that team. So I'm interested to see, you know, and here's the thing. If you ask anybody, they'll lie, right? If you ask anybody, they'll lie. Yeah, it was worth it. No, it wasn't. He's 25 years old. It was not worth it.
Yeah, because you still
not don't... if you had an injury that you knew could lead to that.
Yeah, because we still don't really know. Like, it's, I mean, this is going to be a fascinating case. Like, yeah, people go to KD, and KD did come back pretty well from the Achilles. He did take a lot of time, though. Remember, he took
he plays a different game, though. He's a guy that can get a shot from anywhere.
He's
7 foot.
But you know, like John Wall was never the same for the Achilles. He, I think, re-tore it again. Remember we talked to Victor Oladipo. Victor Oladipo had one of those unsuccessful surgeries. It wasn't Achilles, it was quad, but he's
right.
So I think
like everybody will say, oh, he'll bounce back. There's no guarantee.
Definitely not.
So I don't understand how you can let it get to that point. Now, I would ask you, at any point in time, did he have an MRI before now? Before?
Yeah, I thought he did get an MRI, didn't he? When they first got the injury, I think that there was talk that he got an MRI. I don't know what the results of it were, but
right.
I remember that being a report that, like, once he first got hurt in game 5, when they were talking about 6, remember, like, they all thought that he okey-doked, that, oh, he's not that hurt. But... man, I mean, it's just brutal. I can't believe another one went down.
And you don't know what they did to get him ready to play.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's so much that goes into it that you need a higher power in the organization to kind of be aware of the whole situation and not just.
And I hate to bring up this one because he's here. Klay Thompson never really been the same either because he had the Achilles, then the ACL.
Right.
And don't forget what he did to that lady at the parade.
Come on, man.
Trampled her.
What do you mean he didn't trample anybody?
That's what it looked like.
So I feel bad for him, especially when he, like, this would have been the greatest story in sports. To be rated the most overrated player in the NBA and then win a championship? Oh! The story would write itself! Now, like, and that's, man, listen, that recovery is brutal because it's all about range and motion. And if you're not at a certain level of range of motion, same thing with your knee, they force it because you got to tear the scar tissue. Mm. So it's a long road. It's a long road. And for people say, and I love, here's the argument that I got this morning when I was getting PT.
Mm.
It's game 7. You got to go. Really? That's all you got for me? Because I got a 25-year-old with a torn Achilles.
Right.
And maybe would have had 10 more years for that organization. And just, now
and his game,
you got questions.
And his game is speed, elusiveness through the lane,
right,
herky-jerky, right, kind of like, I don't know.
Awkwardness that makes him special, right? The awkwardness in how he does things. I just, like, it bothers me that you have so many people that you look towards for advice, you know, and I would say they all failed him. Even if he said, I want to go. Even if I said, this is one of those situations where sometimes the organization and the training staff have to be honest and have to protect the player from himself.
Well, what do you have here? What are you trying to bother me with?
Like, we just really brutally attacked her.
I mean, did not brutally attack her.
Wait.
He just brutally.
Time out. Time out.
Why was she there?
He, more importantly, why does he have video proof of all situations involving Clay? Do you have it like saved in a folder?
Like, he just runs after her. He pretends to trip, and then boom!
Pretends to trip.
No, the lower man wins. Everyone knows. Everyone knows that.
Take a break. We're back after this. What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Taking your chats, your comments, your texts. You guys can call 305-567-0560 if you want to react to the Miami Heat. Tale as old as time in the summer. It's become a Heat miss out on a whale. Might want to, donate the harpoons to somebody else. They're getting rusty.
I think you said it best last hour. If you guys didn't have an opportunity to listen to that and you're a Heat fan, the last segment in the first hour was a masterclass by Tobin over here to really explain what the Heat fan is going through. And the question that you posed at the end was, what now? What's the plan?
I don't know. I genuinely, like Marcos, I genuinely, excuse me, got a frog in my throat. No offense. I genuinely don't know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I know where it's going to end up. I feel like it ends up with them flipping Wiggins and Hawkes to Sacramento for DeMar DeRozan, and maybe they get somebody like Devin Carter. I know that's been thrown around in the Sacramento circles. That sounds like what's up their alley, like something like that. Which, all right, you know, like there's still guys on this team that I like to watch. I don't understand why. How many summers are they going to go in a row allowing, outside of last summer, because last summer was all basically about Jimmy Butler. Even that had a DeMar DeRozan flirtation, which, by the way, they didn't even land him then. Every summer just seems to do the same thing. So I don't know. You know what? It's probably best off that there's not that many whales out there because they probably just end up empty there as well. I don't know because, yeah, it would have stung to loss to lose Jovic or even where, but you know, you do have to go into these things with some semblance of what you're going to do. And for people who say like, hey, Kevin Durant's washed, Kevin Durant's too old, all this.
He's not washed.
First of all, yeah, I don't think he's washed. Still think he's a very good player. And second of all right, then what is this say about your two best guys in Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. And what they, because even Bam sat there and he's like, he wanted to know what's Riley's move going to be, because he didn't like, he doesn't like the taste of getting bounced out of the first round the last 2 years. Does he hold responsibility in that? Of course he holds some of it. But I think he also wants to look around and be like, hey, what's, because he sat here. I mean, how many summers in a row has Bam sat here recruiting his friends? You know, like, you want to talk about wasting one of the biggest chips out there as far as relationships and recruitment? They have completely pissed away having Bam Adebayo on their team. Every damn star in this league likes him and wants to play with him. And for whatever you fans want to say about, oh, Bam's not this bad, I'll tell you one thing. Plenty of the attractiveness by any of these guys who want to be here is playing with him. Not Jimmy Butler, not Tyler Hero, playing with Bam Adebayo. Mm-hmm. We sat here all summer, Donovan Mitchell getting showered with heat chants at the Miami Pro League. Ends up in Cleveland. You sit up here, and Damian Lillard is going on podcasts, and like, Bam's my guy. Wink! These guys, they were joint at the hip. Nope. Can't take advantage of that. Now Kevin Durant, Olympic teammate, wants to play with a lot of respect for him. You guys have seen the podcast clips. Nah, sorry, Bam. Like, when does he go to the organization? Is like, hey, man, what do we do? What are we doing here? You don't think he's thinking that too?
Yeah, but again, and I'm going to defend the Heat from this point. Everything you're saying is accurate. I'm not disputing it. I'm not arguing. No, I'm not even questioning it. But I think that sometimes the Miami Heat try to see where it's going to go. And if you have to give up too many assets for something, then you don't make that much of a move because you're not going to benefit from the rewards of it. And you're different in that you say, hey, this isn't working. You got to do something. But you also have to do it with a plan or some kind of idea of where it's going to get you. And you start giving up assets or whatever. And if you keep doing that, then you end up like the Brooklyn Nets. Then you end up like, you know, teams that took a big swing and it didn't matter. And now you're just stuck in purgatory paying big old contracts like the Phoenix Suns.
I get you, but like,
there's a middle ground to this. And I just don't know where it is as far as the players and who would you have to give up and how the team is going to be constructed. Because I would maybe feel different, and so would you, if they had come out in the middle of the season and said, you know what? We need to see where our young guys are, and we're going to play the hell out of them and coach the hell out of them and see where we can go with them, and we're going to find out sooner rather than later. If they had made that comment and just spoke being frustrated coaching the young talent, and then we got to this point and they say, well, we got to give up one of these guys, I'd be okay with that. But the fact of the matter is if you trade any of these pieces, you have no idea what they're going to turn out to be because you haven't put them under the in the games. You haven't put them under that fire to see how they respond, to see how they respond to coaching, to see how they respond to adjustments. And that sucks. So now you got another year with more questions than you do answers because you didn't try to find out any answers last year when you had every opportunity to. Your team was 37-45, right? Why not find out what you have so you can go into the offseason better prepared to make moves?
Yeah, Barry Jackson just tweeted out, he says, two hallmarks of the past decade have included two finals with some middling and frustration. One, the Heat having more faith in its own players than sometimes seemingly warranted, and trades must be on their terms with a line drawn on assets. And, yeah, I just think that it's not so much about the young guys to me. Like, I understand not wanting to give up Nico and Kalel. I think you guys know, as people who listen, I'm watching every game.
Right.
I'm talking these guys up. I said, give the damn keys to Nikola Jovic. Okay, these are players I really, really like. But my question now is, what about your top two guys? And did you make a move to make their life easier? Did you make a move to see, hey, really, what does an organization that has Bam and Tyler? Because Tyler, not since a teenager, really hasn't contributed to a Heat postseason run. He hasn't. That's the facts. Not since the bubble. He hasn't. And so what does an organization with those guys at the top do? And were you going to do anything to help them out? Because Andrew Wiggins did not last year. It didn't. It flopped. Did he have some injuries? It was a tough situation. Sure. Fine. I will give you all that. But you had a chance here to push some chips into it. Not all the chips. Some chips. And they never want to push any chips. They just want to be like, they just want to stay at the poker table and be cool at the scene with the cigar smoke around.
The days of throwing your rings on the table are over.
Yeah.
There are far too many teams who have way too many assets for teams to say, or players to say, I'm just going for the rings. Right? That doesn't happen. That's not happening anymore. But you can't have that approach.
And Leroy, here's the thing that's frustrating about even that. It doesn't, but also it kind of has, like, unless they're just getting used and leveraged by agents, could he wanted to be here? Damian Lillard wanted to be here. At some point, you gotta show, hey, you know, should we buy her a drink? She can come over to me. Like, when do you think that's good enough anymore? That, oh, we're on the list. Like, it's embarrassing that Margos and I have to chant out, we're on the list. Because that's the highest of our highlights have gone lately, is Shams tweets. Just being mentioned in the Shams tweets, that's the height of the offseason now. It's never that they get them. Because it's like, once you're on the Shams list, we're just waiting for the inevitable shoe to drop of not making the trade happen.
And
meanwhile, while this is all happening yesterday, I'm watching the Panthers roll down A1A. Bill Zito with the stones out. Because this guy, he's like, oh, do I have goalie of the future in Spencer Knight? Goalie of the future, Foley of the schmoocher. I'm trading him for Seth Jones. I'm trading first round picks for Marchand.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, that guy, that's the dude with rings on the table right now in this town.
And one of the things that is very similar between hockey and basketball is that once you get down a certain list to a certain point in the draft, you have no idea, right? Hockey, you might have one or two, like, top stars, like Connor McDavid or whatever. But then, like, after that, you don't really know. And so having those picks does what? Them having the 20th pick does what? Right? And so it's from honest, that well, yeah. I don't understand how you get a worse pick with a worse record.
Well, it wasn't their pick. They got it was Golden State's pick. Their pick's going to their pick's OKC's pick.
Jeez. And what pick is that? 10?
15?
Even there. Think about it. Like, I just don't understand it. I would like to, because the actions of the organization don't reflect the decisions that they are making.
Catholic.
Because when they talk about the young talent on their team now, you wouldn't know that based on the season. You wouldn't know that they had that much confidence in Kalel and then Jovic during the season. Granted, Jovic got hurt. So it's kind of hard to have this conversation with Jovic.
Yeah, but like, let's not ever act, even when he was, like, let's not act like this was a warm embrace of Nikola Jovic.
Right.
You know, like, let's not act like this is, you know, it seemed
like. I think it's time they do this with a lot of players. They do it with dunks, right? put him in there. He shoots three shots. He misses. Take him out. He don't play no more. Like, you got to – we talk about how the Heat say they trust their players, right? Their actions don't reflect that. Their actions reflect that you go out there and have a bad 3 minutes. You might not play no more tonight.
We'll take a break. We come back. Leroy had out his game balls and game bums.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room and Leroy Hoard to hand out his game balls and game bums. But first, I'll let you guys know, A.J. Greer of the two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. And on Thursday, we're giving away a ticket for you to have a meet and greet and an autograph with him. So keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington.
Wellington, new home of West Palm Improv.
I heard that. That's happening?
Yep. West Palm Improv, Copper Blues coming back. Wellington.
Wow. Yes. I like that.
Yeah. I'll be the guy if you need me.
All right, Leroy, what do we have?
Is it hard to get, like, so say if you get stars to come down, they will definitely come to Miami, Fort Lauderdale. How hard would it be to get stars to go to, like, Wellington unless you get them to do all three?
Oh, they're going to Wellington because money.
No, I understand that. But is that how you get them? You say, hey, one night here, one night here, one night here, or?
It definitely helps. As of right now, because the improv has been down, we've only been able to get, like, the biggest acts because they're doing it at the Kravis Center right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay. You know, you can't
which
have.
Which is too big.
Very big.
Too big.
So.
But the only thing is pretty close to the airport. So, like, that's an easy trek from Palm Beach International to Wellington.
Yep.
So what do we got today, Leroy, for your game balls and game bumps?
So my game ball is going to be pretty much consistent all day. And that was the crowd that showed up to celebrate the Panthers was unbelievable. And I will continue to give South Florida a hand. You showed up. Didn't seem like there were any problems.
Mm-mm.
Everybody had a great time. You're talking about more people that go to football games, more people that go to basketball games where people are fighting all the time. It looked like a fun time, and I got to say, I was impressed by just the sheer crowd, the amount of fun. It was unbelievable to watch. So kudos to them. Game bum. I don't want to do it because I'm normally the guy that likes to give credit to the winner, right? And I really like him. And he started the day with a 3-shot lead. Oh, Tommy Fleetwood. Buddy.
Oh.
I mean, you know, he has more top tens than anybody since 1983 to not win a tournament.
Hmm.
That's how, like, he's in rarefied air. But I hope he gets it done, man. I thought he was going to get it done yesterday. Unfortunately, he didn't. I could have very well went with Keegan Bradley, who did something that hasn't been done since Arnold Palmer. But the only reason why he had a chance was because of
squeaky cheeks. I'll tell you somebody who didn't have squeaky cheeks, and that was Nico Mikkola, who Anton Lundell, Mr. Las Olas, made Meeksy do some summer training, doing squats with Lord Stanley at the club.
Boy, he looks stiff. Right?
He's a polar bear.
That's great. What's up with the hat?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not like a cowboy hat. Like, what is that? Is that like he's the crocodile hunter?
Guys. Like Indiana Jones type, like crocodile hunter.
Double champs.
He called it, J-Fix says a fedora.
I don't think that is a fedora.
It's a long fedora.
How the hell would he know?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit like a fedora feels smaller than that. That feels...
Well, and I thought a fedora was made with just like the straw, like...
A fedora, you know, can, I mean? Yeah, I mean, like a fedora can be smaller than that. By the way, speaking of hats and giveaways, that's always usually a popular model. How was Flanagan's Fest? How was that? Did you go to that?
Ooh, yes, I did. It was.
Did they have a rib section?
They did. Well, they had a section like one of the restaurants that they normally would sell burgers and hot dogs was selling ribs.
Oh,
yeah. So I will say the Marlins do a fantastic job when it comes to these promotions.
Game Ops is great there, isn't
it? Game Ops is so good, man. Everything was perfect. I got my jersey, I got my cup, the food was great. And then unfortunately you look at the product on the field and you're like, down by 3 runs already, huh? All right.
Before you got a chance to sit down and have a rib.
I sat down, we were down.
Who started the game you went to? It was Yuri?
I believe it was Yuri, but let me confirm though. Because by the time I sat down, I mean, we're already down 1, 4th inning. I'm like, I'm going to watch this game. I mean,
that's what you said to your breath?
What am I going to? Yeah, it was Yuri. It was Yuri. And look at that. I didn't even look at the final score, dude. It ended up being 7-0. Thank God I didn't stay. Talk about beating traffic. Yuri, unfortunately, 0-2 this year.
Yeah, that's all right.
6.17 ERA.
What do you give? We give 3 runs? That's not too bad.
Wow. It was a beautiful. It's great to see the support that comes out to those games. Sometimes you just wish, obviously, that you know.
I saw it was their second highest crowd aside from opening day.
It was jam packed. They brought out the celebrities, all the Instagram comedians that I know were there. And
how much to make it Flanagan's Park? You think Flanagan's got the pockets for that? Just to eradicate Lone Depot. Lone Depot's kind of a goofy name.
Lone Depot's crazy.
Yeah, but Lone Depot is nationwide and
Flanagan's Field.
Flanagan's is a South Florida thing, right?
Yeah. Josh Simpson giving up a 4-spot. Simpson, eh?
How much are the naming rights of a stadium?
I mean, it's not cheap. I know that.
$10-15 million a year?
I'll say, look, it says on average, naming rights in the U.S. are somewhere around $7.5 million. Yeah. the European soccer league is like 5.2 million, but I don't know. I think this is definitely doable. I think we can make about 8 million's worth of rib rolls. And make sure that we get our name on that thing. I think we can get it done.
Hey, let me tell you something. There's three items that I have to fight because I can't get all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I struggle with how they even have good burgers, but I go with either the ribs, the rib rolls, or the firecracker shrimp.
Is firecracker the same as bang bang?
Yeah.
Samesies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Spicy shrimp, I'm assuming.
You won't take it. You won't try it. Nothing? Like, what's the closest I can get you to try seafood?
You can trick me.
Where did you put your tongue on? Oh, lobster mac.
Lobster mac. Ugh.
I mean, like, first of all, Jennifer was getting ready to put some in her mouth, and you go, let me try it.
Still taste it.
We'll take a break. You guys can get at us on the chat, YouTube, and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. More to come here on the show. Reacting to the Panthers parade, KD, swing and miss by the Heat, and lots more to get to back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.